By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A European Union official leading talks among Iran and a group of five world powers said the participants are committed to keeping alive the 2015 nuclear deal that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions. The deal came under stress last year when Iran announced it would take steps to walk away from its commitments, complaining it was not getting the promised economic relief after the United States imposed fresh sanctions. Those sanctions came after the Trump administration withdrew from the agreement in 2018, arguing it did too little to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons while giving the country too much in sanctions relief. Representatives from Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany all took part in Tuesday's talks, the latest in their efforts to salvage the agreement. The representatives at the talks also welcomed Iran's decision last week to allow the UN Atomic Energy Agency to inspect two sites where Iran is suspected of having stored or used undeclared nuclear material in the early 2000s. Well, President Donald Trump back at the White House after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, one of the flashpoint cities in the latest protests over racial injustice. Protests erupted last week after white police officers shot a black man, Jacob Blake, seven times in the back as officers tried to arrest him in Kenosha. President Trump did not mention Blake's name during public comments Tuesday, saying only he felt terribly for anyone who suffered or lost, but otherwise only noted that the situation was complicated and under investigation. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling with the election some 9 weeks away. But surveys show the race has narrowed and even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. The U.S. decides the presidency through an indirect form of democracy, not by the national popular vote, but in the Electoral College, where the winner of each state receives all of the state's electoral votes. Each state's number of electoral votes is based on its population. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other three times, once later this month and twice in October. Vice President Mike Pence and California Senator Kamala Harris are to debate once in early October. Well, the strongest typhoon of the year is on its way to the Korean Peninsula after lashing Japan with strong winds and heavy rains. Typhoon Maisik, a Category 4 storm on the 5-level scale, could affect weather as far away as Canada. Maisik is expected to make landfall Wednesday in South Korea as a Category 1 or possibly Category 2 storm. Regional defense analysts say North Korea has apparently begun preparations for a major military parade expected next month, where they say it may unveil a new weapons system. 38 North, a U.S. think tank website that published satellite imagery of military units gathered, says the parade training appears to have started later than usual, perhaps because of the anti-pandemic measures or severe weather that has recently battered the North. North Korea has long been expected to hold a large military parade on October 10th, the 75th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea. And Cuban authorities launched a strict 15-day lockdown of Havana Tuesday to halt the low but persistent spread of the new coronavirus in the capital city. Aggressive antivirus measures, including airport closures, have virtually eliminated COVID-19 nationwide in Cuba, except in the capital, where cases have increased from a handful a day to dozens a day over the past month. Havana is now under a 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. Most stores are barred from selling to shoppers from outside the immediate neighborhood in order to prevent people from moving around the city. And the United States and Mexico plan to hold talks within 90 days, to discuss U.S. concerns that imports of Mexican fruits and vegetables could be harming U.S. farmers. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.